Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Talking a little Pella High boys tennis right now. We've got a trio of players joining us, talking with Brandon Johnson, also Tom Palmer and David Lapthorne. And first of all you guys, appreciate the time. It's going to be fun to talk to you guys for a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
As we get talking, the season really, I mean, you've been going as far as practices are concerned, but you've had no competitions just yet. From that standpoint, has it been kind of tough to see some of your classmates in other sports get the season going and you're still kind of waiting to get fired off?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just seeing like soccer and track and supporting those guys and then having to know that we're going to go back to practice and kind of do the same old for a while. I mean, it does get hard, but we're looking forward to next week. So.
But in a way, it also gets you fired up for the season, that anticipation just building and building. And next week, we've got our first competition, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be nice to get back into the swing of things with competition after practicing for quite a while.
One of the things that I talked with your head coach about was the fact that you've got a young squad. And David and Tom, you guys are both a couple sophomores. You've got a lot of sophomores on this team. So I guess I'll start with you on this. Talk about the dynamic of what that's like to have so much young blood in the program right now. David?
I think it's good. It's nice because we're all pretty competitive throughout the varsity lineup. And we're just going to feed off that and hopefully it'll contribute to a lot of success this season.
I agree. With coaches coaching the way they are, it's sometimes helpful to have the younger crew in there because you can kind of build them the way you want to and work on refining their strokes and their serves and volleys and whatnot. And it's just good to have that because you can really get what you want and have the good fundamentals learned.
And Brandon, for you, you're the old dog out of the group. So what's that been like for you?
Yeah, I guess I am kind of like the grandfather of the group. You know, it's good. I like enjoying them. They're really good guys, and one thing that I really appreciate about them is their ability to change and to go with the flow. This year we've kind of had a crazy year, a little bit unorganized with Coach Seipel being out with a neck injury, not from tennis, of course, but just having a team that's willing to cope and to work hard no matter who's coaching practice or no matter what's going on.
Again, right now, joining us on the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with Brandon Johnson, Tom Palmer, and David Lapthorne. Tom, coming back to you, what have been some of the things that, like, working with Brandon that you've been able to learn from him?
Well, I really enjoyed his dedication to the sport and his work ethic. As I watch him playing, you can really tell how much he enjoys the sport and how much work he's put into refining his strokes and serves and all that stuff. And it's really helpful for us to just watch him play and try and adapt some of the things that he does into our own games.
Yeah, I think he's a really complete player. When you look at him, he doesn't really have any weaknesses, and I think that's really good for all the young guys to watch and just model themselves after for the future.
You guys are making Brandon blush over here.
I'm turning beet red over here, guys.
You know, Brandon, you mentioned it's been kind of an unconventional start to the season. You've also got some help from your assistant coach, Mike Buchheit. You and I were talking a little bit earlier just about some of the things that he brings to the program that even without as much tennis experience that are still really valuable.
Mm-hmm. He does. He definitely brings a number of things that make our squad better. We've had a rigorous stretching program that we haven't had in the past. We have discipline and order, and we're actually fairly organized. People are actually bringing their money to pay for their t-shirts this year, which is new. And really, he's just challenged me personally to be more of a leader on the team, which has been interesting, and I just think he's here. He wants to win. He's very competitive, and I just think he brings a number of things that are good.
And also, he kind of teaches us on and off the court some of the things that we can apply to our own life, like hard work, and he just exemplifies just what you want to be when you grow up, just a good person, and you can see that in everything that he does and how he treats people and respects everyone.
Certainly, going on the stretching, it's pretty rigorous, but I think that's going to be good, helping prevent injuries and stuff. And he's a really competitive guy, and I think he's instilled that in us.
I wanted to kind of step away from tennis for a moment, just kind of get the chance to know you guys a little bit better. And for you younger guys, I've actually got to see Brandon a little bit more just from other varsity sports. But starting back with you guys as sophomores, what are some of the other things that you're involved in at Pella High that you do to keep yourself busy, even when you're away from school?
I play basketball. That's all the other sports I play.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sports is a lot.
Yeah, I'd kind of like it to be more, but I'm fine with two.
Tom,
yeah,
for you?
I'm mostly involved in music programs. I also run cross country. I'm in Jazz One, our top jazz ensemble. We actually have Iowa State Jazz Championships this next week, and that'll be a lot of fun, and that really keeps me busy with practicing and so forth. I'm also involved in choir, and I really enjoy that.
It's a pretty good juggling act for you, Tom. How do you figure out how to split time between each activity and still maintain your sanity?
Well, you know, I just kind of try and figure out ways to make it work. Every day I'm usually up at 6 at the crack of dawn, and I don't go to bed till pretty late doing homework and such. And yeah, it's just really busy, but I find a way to make it work. Keeps me out of trouble, I guess.
David, aside from things that are school related, what are some of the things you'd like to do in your own free time?
I'm also in choir. I'd like to add on to that. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to travel and go see family up north. I really like enjoying going there, just hanging out on the lake or hanging out with the cousins. I think that's really fun.
Brandon, coming back to you, not to leave you out on this, but senior year, so I'm sure you've got a lot of things going on. I've already talked about the other sports that you've been involved in. You've got a busy schedule, too.
Yeah, I do. You know, not quite as bad as Tom over here, but I do have some things on my plate. I'm in football, basketball. I do a thing called Literacy Army where I donate some of my time and I read with some kids at the elementary school. So I actually read with a guy named Typhoon Tyson is his name. And we have some fun learning spelling words and reading. But yeah, I mean, I just like reading, hanging out with friends, supporting other sports. So yeah.
With working with younger kids at the elementary, is education something that is in your future, something you're interested in?
You know, it might be. I'm not quite sure at this point what I'm getting into, but I definitely like being around kids. I enjoy just the spirit and the enthusiasm that they have for school. So I don't know. It could be.
As far as the senior year is concerned, what's left to kind of check off the list and get done before you're done here at Pella High?
Well, obviously we want to end the tennis season on a good note, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And, you know, just finishing up school, and I know where I'm going to college, so that's already checked off, but... Yeah, you know, just enjoying what's left.
Where is college?
I'm going to be attending Taylor University in Upland, Indiana. It's a small Christian college there.
How'd you pick that?
I had some family that went there, and I went and checked it out, and I really liked the community and the academics there.
Coming back to tennis for all you guys, I wanted to just talk about the personality of this team. What makes this team fun to be a part of? What do you really enjoy about this? And I'll go back to you guys as sophomores. So, Tom, with you.
I feel like as we're a young team, it's kind of we're all there to support each other, and we're kind of a family in that we don't really get down on each other if we miss shots, and we're not like other teams where we'd run laps or whatever. But we kind of just say, it's okay, we'll get it next time. And we're all just better communicating in doubles teams and all of that stuff just because of the trust that we have in one another.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a fun group. We communicate well, I think, on the court, and I think hopefully that'll show.
Last question I guess I wanted to touch with all you guys on, as we started the interview talking about the first competition coming up next week, and it's going to be tough right from the get-go. You've got Boone on the road right away, and it's going to be a busy week. You've got a lot of competition. So we mentioned some excitement about it, some anticipation about it. What are the main things that you're trying to focus on as a team as you get ready for competition this coming week?
I think it's just going to be good to get all the jitters out. We're just looking to play well and hopefully get a win.
I think all of us are trying to just focus on being the best players that we can be, and both just in the power and the consistency, just keep the ball in play, and hopefully we'll do well there, and just outdo ourselves as we've done in practice and challenge matches and so forth.
Yeah, Brandon, what do you think it'll take to be successful, and how do you measure that success?
I think success is measured by improvement. Earlier you said that we're a young team, and I think that being involved in all these competitions will give us more experience and will ultimately just make us a better team. I feel like in order to win, we all got to bring our A game. We just have to be consistent. We talk about how consistency is one of the most important aspects in tennis. So we need to be consistent, and we need to have a good attitude and just have some fun.
All right, well, looking forward to you guys having fun. Thanks a lot for your time. I had fun with you. I hope you enjoyed this too. And we'll keep track on how things are going as the season goes along, and talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Once again, this has been the Marion County PM Sports Page. We're talking with David Lapthorne, Tom Palmer, and Brandon Johnson. Stay tuned. We've got more on the way right here on KNIA KRLS.